Oh, echt? Hallo? Hallo, hallo? Warte mal. Wait once, please. Danke, Beckley.
Wie hört man mich nicht?
Herzlich willkommen hier auf dem Bermuda-Funk, freien Radiosender hier aus Mannheim, to switch for Emma Punk. Hello, dear listeners. Selam aleikum. Merhaba. Arkadaşlar. Ne haberski? Çok hoş geldiniz bu akşam. Dinlediğiniz için. Bilmiyorum bu akşam ne olacak. Biraz her şey, biraz şey olacak. Ay ne bileyim. Ay çok Türkçe konuştum. Hey, ihr Lieben, guten Abend. Vielen Dank fürs Einschalten. Ich freue mich, dass ihr hier seid auf der 89,6 mittendrin im Megahertz. So, ciao! Und auf der 105,4 Megahertz in Heidelberg. Davor war es Mannheim. Ich bin ein bisschen nervös, wie immer. Aber ja, ich hoffe, es stört euch nicht. Und natürlich könnt ihr das alles hören auf dem www.bermudafunk.org. So, Achtung, ich hab gedacht, hey Thailand, probier doch mal was, mach mal was Neues und ich bin jetzt sehr mutig, okay? Hey, dear listeners, welcome to the one hour here and I thought to myself, okay girl, let's try something new. Okay, and yeah, Moment, wait, oh Gott. I have to be very brave now. Warte. Ooh. Oh mein Gott, ich hab's total verkackt. Das war ja schrecklich. Oh Gott, das ist überhaupt nicht gegangen. Oh, excuse me. Was mache ich denn jetzt? Notfallaktivierungskapsel. Oh. Hallo, hallo. Entschuldigt bitte. Das hat ja überhaupt gar nicht funktioniert mit meinem. Das hat so gut funktioniert. Mein armer Nachbar hat es, glaube ich, jeden Tag gehört. Habe ich geübt, dieses Hochsingen. Aber irgendwie heute hat es einfach nicht sein sollen. Es tut mir ganz mega leid. Excuse me, dear listeners. I've really tried it every day. My neighbor, I don't know, he had to listen to me. And yeah, but today, tonight, it failed. It was just like, just to give a new try to myself. But yeah, egal. So ist das halt. So habe ich das nicht. Höhle ben bunu. So I don't have head. Excuse me, please. A little at least. That was not my intention, that you feel like this. Ich entschuldige mich bitte, ein bisschen zumindest. Das war nicht meine Absicht, dass du dich so fühlst. Özüldilerim lütfen. Hiç olmasa da. Senin böyle hiç hiç hissetmeni amacım değildi hiç benim. Ist das zu fassen? Is that to believe? Gerçekten mi? Du musst funktionieren. Du musst funktionieren. Du musst funktionieren. Gefühle sind eher lästig. Dürfen sie sein? You have to function. You have to function. You have to function. Feelings are rather annoying. Feelings are rather annoying. May they allowed to be? Mayday, mayday, mayday, mayday. Come please, come please. Sen çalışmalısın. Sen çalışmalısın. Sen çalışmalısın. Duygular daha çok sıkıcı. Duygular daha çok sıkıcı. İzinliler mi de? Hmm. Ja. Und? Ich wurde gefragt, I was asked by someone, bitte sort bene, wie bist du konditioniert? Wie bist du kodiert? Was macht dein Operator? Was ist mit deinem Bordcomputer los? Ist da alles klar? How are you conditioned? How are you conditioned? How are you coded? What's up with your operator? What's up with your boarding computer? Is there all clearer? Sen nasıl kondisyonlaşmışsın sen? Oh Mann, ey. Sen nasıl kondisyonlaşmışsın sen? Kodun nasıl senin? Baş hekimini nasıl? İçindeki yani. Bilgisayarın nasıl? Her şey aydınlık mı orada? Ich habe eigentlich gar nichts geantwortet. Ich habe es nur angeschaut. Ja, es war so ein anderes Selbst von mir. Aber es war okay. Ich weiß nicht, habt ihr auch so viele Ichs, mit denen ihr auch irgendwie redet? Ja, yeah, I was asked by myself. One self of mine asked me this. And yeah, I just answered nothing. I just looked and may have gone with the flow then. I don't know, are you speaking with your other personalities? Sen başka içindeki birkaç senden var ya, değişik hani. Onlarla sen konuşuyor musun hiç? Bilmiyorum. An welcher Stelle steht dein Wohlbefinden auf deiner Skala? Where is placed your wellness on your scale? Huzurun skalanında neredesindedir? Die Dinge, die nicht in Liebe funktionieren. Schaust du da mal hin? The things which does not function in love. Will you have a look into there? Sevgiyle çalışmayan şeyleri. Oraya bir bakar mısın sen? Warum bleibst du denn immer wieder weg? Jetzt bleib doch mal stehen. Why you run away always again? Now stay after all. One stop. Sen neden her zaman koşup gidiyorsun? Dieses Gespräch hat nie stattgefunden. This conversation never took place. Bu konuşma hiç konuşulmadı. Hast du dir die Entscheidung leicht gemacht? You've made it easy on yourself making this decision. Kolay mı yaptım kararını vermeli? Die Kraft der Wiederholung. Die Kraft der Wiederholung. The power of repetition. The power of repetition. Tekrarlamanın gücü. Tekrarlanmanın gücü. Ich mag nicht, wie du denkst. I don't like it how you're thinking. Düşüncelerini sevmiyorum ben. Ich mag, wie du denkst. I like how you're thinking. Düşüncelerini seviyorum. Nice, hä? Huh? I found it by accident in of YouTube from... This is Tim Janis with God Rest Your Merry Gentlemen. Oh, vielen herzlichen Dank dafür, hey. Und ganz am Anfang habt ihr gehört, Wheels on Fire, Turning into You. Richtig geil. Ich hab's auf irgendeiner Kassette gefunden. Und danach war Anton Newcomb. Also das ist so ein klasse Ding, das war auch so auf einmal, das ist ein Musiker von den, oh Gott, mein Hirn heute, egalo, auf jeden Fall war das Maybe Make It Right und der haut gerade echt so viel geiles eigenes Zeug raus, das ist unglaublich, fast jeden Tag und das ist wirklich richtig nice reinzuhören, ich weiß nicht, ob es euch auch gefallen hat. Ja, und ich glaube, ich erzähle einfach weiter heute. Ja. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and back. And back and forth. And back and forth. And forth. And back and forth. Back and forth and na and so and he and no and ha ha ha and no and ah and yeah and no no no and ha so and ooh oh and good ooh stop woohoo yeah man it takes a while check my brain cells labyrinthine. Oh, labyrinthine. Really. How great are the tools of deep breathing, of meditating, and take the awareness into the body and focus me on that, what love would do now, really. Man fällt oft so zurück, irgendwie vor und zurück, und dann hast du es wieder gelernt und dann machst du es nochmal neu. Und es ist aber halt immer so, die Kunst, die Magie des Wiederholens ist ganz wichtig, gell? Es braucht halt echt eine Weile, bis meine Gehirnzellen darin zu verstehen halt. Und deswegen ist es so großartig, dass man halt einfach Werkzeuge hat, wie das tiefe Einatmen, dass man sich Zeit nimmt zu meditieren oder ja, die Aufmerksamkeit dann in den Körper zu lenken. In dem, was du gerade tust, sind deine Hände. Dass man sich einfach auf das fokussiert, was die Liebe jetzt machen würde. Das kann ich euch nur als Tipp mitgeben. Manchmal ist man einfach so verfangen in seinem Gehirnlabyrinth, und deswegen einfach in die Hände klatschen. Das finde ich voll gut. Und Folgendes habe ich wieder gesehen. Das habe ich vor 5 Jahren oder so in mein Tagebuch geschrieben gehabt. So, wenn euch ein Fokus bewusst wird, der nicht mit dem Schöpfer ausgerichtet ist und keine Liebe schafft, wisst, dass dies ein Produkt eurer alten Realität ist. Es ist eine euch umgebende Blase, die platzen muss. Löscht sie auf ewig. Jetzt! Habt ihr es verstanden? Entschlossenheit und Willenskraft. Empfindsamkeit ist jetzt angesagt. Es liegt jetzt voll im Trend. Es ist ein liebevoller Rat aus dem Universum, aus der tollen Galaxie. Und das habe ich ja schon vor 5 Jahren aufgeschrieben. Aber schaut mal, das ist echt zeitlos. Vielen Dank, liebe kosmischen Freunde. Yeah, you know what? I've just wrote down 5 years ago, and now I've made it again in my diary. When you notice one focus which is not aligned from the Creator and produces no love, know that this is a product from your old reality. This is a product from your old reality. This is a product from your old reality. It is a surrounding bubble which have to burst. Delete it. Eternal. Now. Bam. So. Choo. Okay. Determination and willingness. Sensitivity. Touchiness is now really full on vogue. And yeah, this is a lovely advice from the universe, from our cosmic friends out there. And yeah, it's been 5 years ago, but this is probably timeless, I think. Thank you so much. Das musst du gut für mich aufheben, bitte, ja? Oh, this you must good set aside for me, please, ja? О, лютфан, буну сен бенім ічін саклу туту вер. І тамам, тамам, і багона, тамам ма, окей? Біш нах да? Are you still there? Бурада мусын да, ха? О, мэн гот, лойте, іх хаб ечт фоль де кнал хойт, гэл? I don't really know what's going on with me. It was so a weird day. All the humans outside. I don't know. No, it must something wrong with me, or not wrong. So I don't know. It's just I like it to breath in and out. Whoo, yeah. Okay. So I tell you now a story, first in German and then in English. Oh, machen wir mal Hintergrundmusik. Bissle. Oh Mann, ey. Oh Gott. Oh, was ist los mit mir, echt? So. Tschüss. Schön, dass ihr noch da seid, hey. Nice that you are still there, hey. Chuck gesagt, Chuck 7 Uhr im Dabu, das sind es. Gotcha, Diane. So. Wisst ihr was? Ich hab, immer wieder aktuelle Mitbewohner. Im Moment sind es die ganz süßen Obstfliegen. Ja, genau die, wo so komisch riechen und die überall dann sind, wo sie eigentlich nicht sein sollen. Also so viele sind es jetzt halt nicht. Aber es sind schon ein paar, ja? Und sie mögen halt auch Obst und so und was ich halt auch esse. Und ja, und manchmal braucht das Zeug halt dann, bis ich abends das in die Biotonne schmeiß. Und ich lasse ihnen dann halt auch gerne so ein bisschen Kiwi liegen. Da freuen die sich mega, echt. Die sind so süß. Und manchmal sind sie dann aber auch echt alle auf einmal spurlos verschwunden. Da finde ich sie überhaupt nicht mehr. Und dann habe ich sie noch nachgeforscht und bis ich sie dann entdeckt habe. Und dann hängen alle so immer ab am Fenster oder auch bei den Gewürzen oder mal da und dort und so. Also immer in der Küche so, ne? Und, ach ja, genau. Und einmal war so in der Tupperschüssel Apfelmus drin. So leckere Apfelmus hatte ich gemacht und dann war es halt aus, aller. Und dann habe ich es gewaschen und dann wollte ich es halt später abtrocknen. Und wisst ihr was? Dann habe ich eine gesehen, die saß auf diesem Deckel drauf. Unglaublich! Wie kann die das? Krass, oder? Was haben die für einen krassen Geschmackssinn eigentlich? Also ich habe schon gut geputzt, gewaschen. Und manchmal ist es halt auch voll bisschen tricky mit denen, ja? Manchmal sind die so krass hartnäckig oder sind an den komischsten Stellen, tauchen die plötzlich vereinzelt auf. Und dann bin ich da echt so sehr dankbar über meine tollen Reflexe in dem Augenmoment. Und aber was ich halt gemerkt habe so, also wirklich, sie lehren mich noch etwas mehr langsamer zu sein und noch ein bisschen achtsamer zu sein, weil ich bin auch immer so schnell, schnell, schnell und ding, ding, ding und so. außerdem will ich ja auch nicht der ihr Sensenmann jetzt schon sein. Und also ich fahre die schon auch immer vor, dass es halt schon mal sein kann, dass ich die halt aus Versehen auch mal irgendwie aus Versehen umniete. Ich bin halt auch manchmal ein Trampel und dass sie halt da auch ein bisschen mit aufpassen, bitte. Gell? Und an diesem Donnerstag Mittag saß ich so am Fenster, habe einen Kaffee rausgeraucht, fast so ähnlich, checkt schon. Und dann habe ich gesehen, wie so eine Obstfliege einfach an mir vorbeigeflogen ist, an meinem Ohr vorbei, raus. Und ich so, haha, und hab gesagt so, tschüss. Und dann ist aber eine wieder reingeflogen. Und, aber die war so ein bisschen größer, ich weiß es nicht. Und dann kam noch ein, dann ist eine wieder rausgeflogen, ja. Und dann hat sie so einen Loop gemacht, so ein Looping. Und dann hat sie sich umgedreht, ist in meine Richtung geflogen. Und so direkt, ohne Scheiß, ohne langsamer zu werden, ist sie mir direkt auf die 12 zu, so richtig auf meine Nase zugeflogen. Als ob sie mich jetzt attackieren will oder mit mir spielen will oder keine Ahnung, was die davor hat. Und dann ist sie echt kurz haarscharf schräg an meinem linken Ohr dann vorbeigeflogen und so summ gemacht. Und ich musste so viel loslachen, ich weiß nicht, so ein Flieger. Unglaublich, Leute. Ich weiß auch nicht, habt ihr auch so viel Spaß mit so Fliegen oder mit so Viechern? Ich weiß es nicht. Unglaublich. Und what I was telling about the sweet fruit flies in my kitchen. They are there and then again, my current flatmates. And so they are not so much, but there are some. And they just love fruits like me and the stuff I eat. And sometimes the stuff needs time until landing evenings in the bio-waste container. And somehow I let them there feign a little rest of kiwi. Yeah? And they just love it mega. I don't know. So I think we're just living here on this Earth planet together and, yeah. Why not a fruit fly? And indeed, sometimes they are all gone without a trace. And until I've searched them in the kitchen, they hang sometimes on at the window or at the spicery area. And one time there was I've made apple squash in a Tupperware, okay? And then I ate it and then it's finished, and after I have really good washed it, and later as I wanted to try, I saw one sitting on them, one little fruit fly sitting on the cup, and wow, and I thought, what a sense of taste they've got, this tiny thing, you know. And sometimes it's really, really, really tricky with them because, some are kind of crassels insistent. I see them on the weirdest places they can be. And suddenly they appear sporadic, and I'm happy about my great reflexes then in this moment, so that I was not their reaper yet. I don't want this to be, no. And they forced or teached me through this being even more ultra attention and slower in my doings, because I'm too fast sometimes, like this and this and this and this and because life is so full and nice, and I don't know, sometimes I want to have 24 hours in I don't know, it seems like too less. I want I think the time goes by and I wake up and I see my teeth brushing, and then it's made like this, snipping with the fingers, and then I see me again in the night and see my tooth brushing, yeah, and I think so, huh, what? It's so fast, everything, and I want to do so much everything, but yeah. And then sometimes, yeah, and the fruit flies, I say to them, always I pre-warn them that it is also possible, yeah, that I could kill them by accident. Sometimes I'm also very clumsy oaf, so that they please also take attention with me. And yeah, and as I sat on the open window and this Thursday afternoon, I saw how a fruit fly flew beside me out. It was so funny, really. And I said, just ciao, amigo. But one fly flew inside. It's like on an autobahn, you know. And but this one was a little bigger wings with the others. I don't know what's going on with them. So, and one flew out again and then turned in the loop back towards me. Really made a U-turn, U-loop, and towards me and directly into my face. Nose, okay, and hey, it was faster and faster, and like it wants to play or attacked me softly. It was so funny. I don't know. I felt really like in a comic, and then absolutely accurate transverse, the fruit fly flew over by my left ear, like zoom. So a flyer, eh? Oh my God.
Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare, sono un italiano. Buongiorno Italia, gli spaghetti al dente e un partigiano come presidente. Con l'autoradio sempre nella mano destra, un canarino sopra la finestra. Buongiorno Italia con i tuoi artisti, con troppa America sui manifesti, con le canzoni, con amore, con il cuore, con più donne sempre meno suore. Buongiorno Italia, buongiorno Maria, con gli occhi pieni di malinconia. Buongiorno Dio, lo sai che ci sono anch'io. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare una canzone piano piano. vero. Un giorno Italia che non si spaventa, con la crema da barba la menta, con un vestito gessato sul blu e l'amo viola la domenica in tv. Un giorno Italia col caffè ristretto, le calze nuove nel primo cassetto, con la bandiera in tintoria e una 600 giù di carrozzeria. Buongiorno Italia, buongiorno Maria, con gli occhi pieni di malinconia. Buongiorno Dio, lo sai che ci sono anch'io. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare una canzone piano piano. Lasciatemi cantare perché ne sono fiero, sono un italiano vero. Sono fiero, sono un italiano, un italiano vero.
Lasciatemi cantare. Oh, wie schön, Toto Cutugno, l'italiano.
Aussie.
So, das habe ich heute auch zufällig im Radio gehört. Da habe ich gedacht, das will ich jetzt nochmal hören. Und ich hoffe, euch hat es auch gefallen. Hey, wir sind hier auf dem wunderbaren freien Radiosender, auf dem Bermuda-Funk. Wow.org. Anzuhören auf, als Livestream, auf dem Kabel, auf dem Zauberkabel oder auf der 105,4 MHz in Heidelberg und in der Umgebung rein zu switchen und auf der 89,6 MHz auch rein zu switchen hier in Mannheim und Umgebung, ihr Mannheimer, oh Gott, ich freue mich, oh Gott, ja, ich fange jetzt einfach an weiter zu lesen. Und hier im Hintergrund, ja, sorry for the techniques, I think it was just like a bit overrated. Could this be? So, und im Hintergrund hört ihr eine Platte, Let's Have a Bonnie and Clyde Party, das ist der Soundtrack, with the Lipsticks, voll nice. Wo die Träume lebendig sind, ist Schatten. Das hat mir eine süße Eidechsengang mir diesen Sommer gesagt. Where the dreams are alive, there's shadow. This told me a sweet lizard gang this summer. Yeah, because I think it's being about human and this consciousness which lives inside, about this connection, and I try to one by one to find out how to reach it at best to, yeah, I don't know, I just lived some experience with all the me's in me, as a human and as a as consciousness, and I don't know, and I just share now what I've wrote for myself, like walking contradiction, one by one. Plier! Und ihr Lieben, das lese ich leider jetzt nur auf Deutsch, auf Englisch vor. Aber das könnt ihr verstehen. Und was Plier heißt, ist einfach Einspruch! So, Einspruch von meinem Gehirnzellen oder irgendwas war da. Und, I've recognized that I've ate too much in these times. So, for about 2-3 days, more than I was hungry. So, I was hungry of what? And then, when I was little, I've had the first time in my life 2 lovely fishes, and they've stood at the bar beside the kitchen. Okay, and I forgot the names, but after them I've got another 2, and this name were Bessie and Bingo. So I just say Bessie and Bingo. Oh my god. So in the very first week as I came into the kitchen, then I could recognize that one fish laid smashed on the floor, on the ground. My mom didn't saw him stepped upon when she was in the very early and had to go to work. And then absolutely horror movie runs through my brain then, how the little fish had to suffer. Oh man. And I've had to cry. I have to cry in my deepest when I saw this dead scene. Made myself responsible for the suicide of the fish. Because the fish was jumping out of the aquarium. Okay? I've never thought this could happen. And just in this moment, when all of the deepest cries came out over and run through my cheeks, my dad have made a photo, how I cried so deeply. And I was searching for this pig, but I couldn't find it. And very soon after, my brain cells told me then that I have thrown this pig already into the trash after one other healing journey I've had made, you know? But it was so crazy that this came into my mind. So, and so since days I felt that someone is so very sad in me. I've got disconnected from myself. I've got struggled and dragged down again. And and I've missed myself. I've missed my smile. I had fear that this will last, 'cause I've thought it was only my thought train I've jumped in, you know. There, Eckhart Tolle tells about a pain body and who wants to jingle and stay alive, you know, if it is a test. And who is who? But I don't know. Hey, who I am? Who? What the fuck is going on here? Who wants what from me? And who I am? Awareness. I'm ego. I'm human. What I am? What's happening here? And and then I've gone to my meditation. And then this thrown picture appeared, me crying with the 2 fishes. And I felt it like it was at this moment where I've desperately thought, Dad, how could you make a picture now? And I'm not sure how my parents have comforted me there, but I felt in this meditation that as a child we was on diverse, awful, urgent situations, not being hugged. We were not holded from the beloved, how we had needed in such this moment. And we were too little to understand or to tell, too shy. They couldn't have known it better, 'cause their grown-up life were much more harder, and they've given us just the best they could give, you know? And yeah, it was like further in the meditation, weeping, I've met then my little sad me. But she was crying. And then my higher consciousness came. And she looks the same, but I don't know, I can... And my little sad in me needed the hug from my own light out of the dark, from myself, you know, to can feel and believe and live again, finally in fullness, in peace with this big love and happiness I have inside. I have forgiven myself and the past and the thoughts, the feeling of being misunderstood and that I have to love myself and that I'm not a child anymore and I've grown up and I just let go. And my awareness hugged me and brought me back into self-love and reminded what we really are. And how good are the tools which arise when you just need it and when you're just willed to develop, which are given music, the coaches, which shows you how you to find meditation, the noticing of the now and your hands and the balsam of a sleep in a safe, warm bed. Knowing that you have one warm bed, that you have friends or family who are there for you in the worst case, someone to call on. Two, beneath yourself. In comparison to others, I feel so much more blessed than others. And yeah, it's just like a sense of humility. And I know problems shouldn't be compared at all. It is not possible. But if we get granular, we can see or question yourself what we all have got. And are maybe just too much comforted or ignorant. If the problem we look to, if it is real or just again a fiction in the lovely brain. Hey, the knowing that love is always there and sends its love in such magic ways and makes you smile, strong and whole again. I don't know, how much often I have to heal some deep wounds. I even didn't thought that they are some, but life with its reflections clangers it like a table tennis ball back to me to get a better version of myself. Oh, poo, ah, double fuck, hello, yeah, hallelujah. And that they can heal, I don't want to touch them more than needed. But yeah, when I notice that there is something knocking from my heart, I don't want to ignore this. I think my soul wants to heal, like... I don't know, show me something. Develop to can find the balance just for living and giving in happiness and peace and this pure love in one. I don't know, I think every soul has got its own way, which experience in this life to choose. And so, but hey, really, there's always the love and it's always your decision. Feel it in every now. She's there. Trust. The love is. And shows you in the best way she can for you. Hug your child from your deepest you can. It will smile. Your own and your own children. And yeah. And the crazy thing was Eric came in the bed really... near to me, into the meditation, close to me, although he has got a nice girlfriend. And as I woke up the next morning, after accepting this healing moment and all the tears I cried out, I was really back again and I've smiled and I watched it from above. And then 2 days later, something happened again. But then it was like just now I'm balanced. I don't know. It was just like something which came out and wants to show. And I think let's flow, I would say. And I don't want to grasp a new pain. Yeah, you know. But I don't know. It's just like a feeling to balance it and. To cry is fine. while tears are running down from your eyes. Never do not shame. To cry is anger, crazy hate, is love in the peaks, unsatisfaction gladness, is overpower grief, short is life, and it is your breath, to cry in this temporary life, is existence in spite of everything, to cry is thousands feelings, a feeling which is lived, humanly and enthusiastic. It is a beautiful thing to cry in your black world. Is what you still in love and feel? Is to be, exist with your all beauty and ugliness? Is your existence, your existence? Yeah. This sounds much more finer, with a fine liner. The song is from Sezen Aksu, and it goes like this. After that, I've listened it. It was really like it was really nice, and this wild on. And I don't know her, and she don't know me. But we shame this the same thing. Now I can understand and, yeah, cry sometimes.
Ağlamak güzeldir, süzülürken yaşlar gözünden. Sakın utanma. Ağlamak güzeldir, süzülürken yaşlar gözünden. Sakın utanma. Süzülürken yaşlar gözünden sakın utanma. Ağlamak güzeldir. Süzülürken yaşlar gözünden sakın utanma. Süzülürken yaşlar gözünde sakın utanma.
Ya Sezen Aksu, ağlamak güzeldir. I just can't remember that. For example, my mama cannot good cry, because her mom said to me, when you cry, it is a sign of weakness. And so, but now we cry for my mom too, huh? So sometimes, but then it's all good. So the time is over, the 1 hour flew away again. Vielen herzlichen Dank, ihr Lieben, fürs Einschalten. Und ich wünsche euch einen wunderschönen Start in den neuen Moment hinein. Und vielleicht seid ihr im Dezember nochmal dabei. Ihr könnt es auch nachhören und nachlesen. Und jetzt verlasse ich euch mit einem Lied nochmal von Anton Newcomb. Yeah, do you think I'm joking? Good night, dear listeners. This was it. Thank you so much for your time and your curiousness and whatever. And I wish you very much fun in every new moment. Seien Sie ein Ingenieur, sind Sie Tschüssi Kowski.